Welcome to Shannon the Slayer, the podcast where we're slaying negativity and taking your mentality to the next level. So, if you're ready, it's time to level up with your host, Shannon Scott.
Crap on a stick. You will not believe it. I just recorded this episode, but some funkiness happened when I exported it. Because, you know, I'm really trying, you guys. I'm really trying to make this, you know, the audio and the video, like, super good for you. I'm really trying here. I'm running into a lot of problems, but by George, I'm going to do it. Because you know what? I'm stubborn as hell, and I want to give you the best I can. And with that said, we're just going to dive into it, and we're going to do this again. And hopefully it, you know. Hopefully you get something out of it. I mean, I was on fire in the last one, too. I'm just so bummed that it didn't work out. But hey, it happens. And what can you do? Absolutely nothing. So, why are we here today? Okay, so maybe you're here because you got nothing to do. You're not on set. You know, things are just slow and you're not booking anything lately. So you're filling your time with me, which I appreciate and I love you for it. But that's why we're here. That's this episode. What to do when you're not booking anything. What do you do? Do you sit there and wait for the next opportunity to find you? Or do you create your own stuff? Because I want to encourage you today to don't wait and create. It can be a daunting thought to think about, you know, creating your own stuff. But think about this. Think about it this way. So, chances are you take classes, you worked on your acting craft, you know how important it is to invest in yourself. Like, you're doing the time, you're doing the work, you're giving it all you got. But what happens when you're not booking shit? And it's just dead. And nothing seems to be coming along. What do you do in that downtime? Do you just wait and hope for the best? If you do, there's nothing wrong with that. I've done it plenty of times. But when you choose to just stay still and just wait for the opportunities to come to you, I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. Yes, if you do auditions and you're doing the work that way, that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's great. But there's things that are out of our control that we just don't have any control over certain things, right? We can't control if Joe the director wants Susie Q in their movie versus you. We can't control if Joe Schmo the director wants you, but the writer wants somebody else to play their character, and maybe the writer. There's just so much that is out of our hands and we can't control it. But what we can control is what we do with our downtime. And that downtime is a gift. I know it might not seem like it, but it is a gift if you choose to use it wisely. If you choose to invest in yourself and take classes with an acting coach of some kind and taking improv and just whatever you can, that's great. But you can also invest in yourself by creating your own content. Create, don't wait. Just create, 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 create. I feel like I should have a song with that. And why should you create? Like, that takes a lot of time, energy, and it's a commitment. Yeah, sure. That's true. But when you create your own stuff, and the great thing about today's day and age is that you don't need a lot in order to create something cool. You have your camera on your phone, right? That is enough. That is enough right there. You have that. You can get a a little lighting system so you have decent lighting, or film with natural lighting. I always prefer natural lighting. It is fantastic. And you can get like a decent audio system and start creating. And no, it's not always going to be perfect. The hell with perfectionism. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are continuing to create. You are letting your mind break free and start thinking about things differently, right? Like you might decide to write your own little scene that you can film just by setting up a little tripod with your camera on your phone and just going for it. And in addition to being able to create something and show the world that you are working on your craft, well, guess what? That time in creation, in the creative process of filming and doing all the things, you're playing different hats of director and, you know, you're learning different little things in the process and you're working on your acting skills. See? See, that in itself is worth creating, because when you have the opportunity to see yourself and be able to make adjustments, say, okay, that's awesome. I played this character like this. Now, what if I played this scene as if, and then play it in a different way? And now you're starting to let your mind play the director hat, and you're starting to get ideas of, okay, this is how I can make my shit better in the future. This is how I can not only give the world a piece of me and my creativity, but it's a way for me to practice my skills as an actor, right? Like, how cool is that? And once you make that shift and you stop worrying about, oh, I didn't book it, or, you know, you're just focused on the not booking and you're waiting for that role and you're hoping, praying, wishing that somebody will book you. Once you let all that go and you just do your own stuff while you are still submitting auditions, you're going to gain your confidence, because being creative is such a beautiful thing, right? Because there's just so much that goes into it, and you can learn and grow and just, you can become so much better with every little thing that you do. So why not? Why not get out there and just start creating your own stuff and just stop worrying about all the other things that will come in time? It will come in time. But while you have those moments of just pure nothing, things are just calm and you have time, and time is a gift, use it. Get out there and create. Create, 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 my friend, because you have so much to give this world and nobody's holding you back but you. So quit waiting for the right opportunity to find you and go start creating your own stuff, because it's going to let the world know, hey, she, he, they're serious about their craft. They love doing this. You can see it in their work. They're growing. They're doing things all the time. They are working. They're creating. They are doing the thing. You got to do the thing. Quit waiting and just get out there and start creating. Okay. Well, that's all. And with that said, I hope you have an amazing day. I can't wait to see what you create. If this episode helped you at all, please drop a comment below. Let me know what your thoughts are, what you're going to create next. And I can't wait to see what you do and hear all about it. And of course, if this episode helped and you love it, don't forget to share, subscribe, like, give me a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Because at the end of the day, I just want to help amazing actors like you find your confidence and start thinking about things differently. Because this industry is hard. And when you have a support system like this, I feel like you can move mountains. I believe in you, and I can't wait to see what you do. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Shannon the Slayer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep smiling and keep slaying.